describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and we're going to be talking about creation. You know, certainly you can't understand most of what's going on today unless you understand there is a conspiracy against God. And, of course, when the Masons took over control of the Supreme Court in 1941, they set out to change America from a Christian nation to a secular nation, because, of course, that would give the same sort of liberty that the Masons had established in France in 1789, liberty, equality, fraternity, but a libertine type of liberty without any restraints at all. Do what you want. You be the determinant of what's right and wrong. And when you have that, of course, you end up with moral anarchy, because freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to God's restrictions and laws. And, of course, Lucifer gives you no restrictions at all. You become the determinant, and that is why Lucifer has so many followers today, either knowingly or unknowingly. Most people don't understand the Luciferian religion, but the people at the top who worship him regularly in their covens do understand what's going on. They just don't want you to understand. Well, certainly, they've done a great job taking God, prayer, Bible, prayer out of our schools. A generation later, we have moral anarchy. Almost two generations later now, we move into moral anarchy. The end result of taking God out of our schools, and, of course, what they've done is substitute Darwinism, and Darwinism teaches us that certainly dinosaurs have been around for millions and millions and billions of years, and obviously the Bible is untrue. And yet the Bible isn't true. Untrue, the Bible is absolutely true. And with us this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and you pick up the story, Pastor.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on again, Dr. Monteith. And you're so absolutely right. You know, your listeners, whether they realize it or not, that much of what's being taught today with evolution and basically, as you said, that gives rise to this anarchy is actually the number one law of Satanism. For those who are involved in that, and they will rightly tell you that the number one law in Satanism is do what you will shall be the whole of the law. And people today in our society are being taught not just the lie that there is no God through the lie of evolution, but that you get to be your own God and you get to do whatever you want. They have no idea they're being indoctrinated in self-worship Satanism, and that's where it started. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28 talks about the fall of Satan, and he wanted to be God. He was going to be worshipped. It was all about him, me, myself, and I. The unholy Trinity, and that's being taught today. And evolution helps people pull that lie off, okay? And you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. It's interesting that you brought that up. Ever since the attack on Christianity and God happened in our country. And you need to understand why, folks, because the Judeo-Christian ethic and belief system is their greatest enemy in pulling off the New World Order. Okay, they need the live evolution to pull it off. But ever since they did that, and you talked about the Supreme Court, once they brought in evolution in the early 60s, and at the same time they took prayer and Bible reading out of school and then eventually the Ten Commandments, folks, you could check it out yourself. What kind of effect has that lie had on our country? Okay, this is from the U.S. Census Bureau from about 1963 on, okay? Ever since then, they indoctrinate us in evolution. Sexually transmitted diseases among 10 to 14-year-olds are up 385%. Unwed pregnancies of 10 to 14-year-olds are up 553%. Unmarried couples living together up 725%. Divorce rates are up 111%. Teenage suicide, all-time high, folks, up 200%. Listen, folks, right now, ever since then, hey, we don't need God. This is all a lie. We just need to understand evolution. A murder occurs in our country every 23 minutes. A rape occurs every 6 minutes. An aggravated assault every 48 seconds. An abortion takes place every 20 seconds. A burglary every 8 seconds. And every single day, folks, in our country, from 1963 forward, when they introduced the lie of evolution and took, at the same time, prayer and Bible reading out, 13 youth every day in our country commit suicide, 16 are murdered, 1,000 become mothers, 100,000 bring guns to school, 2,200 drop out of school, 500 begin using drugs, 1,000 begin drinking alcohol, 3,500 are assaulted, 630 are robbed, and 80 are raped every single day in our country. I don't know about you folks, but you put the facts together, you do the research yourself on the U.S. Census Bureau on the behavior statistics, and I'd say the effects of evolution teaching has not been very good for our country. Okay? Now, folks, that would be one thing if we just have to teach it because it's true, and we have to be honest to people. Folks, it would be one thing if that was the case, but it's not. It's a lie, and it's a deliberate attack. And what they do is, we've talked about this before, by and large, the only reason why, folks, that people believe in evolution as opposed to creation, what the Bible says, where we came from, okay, from God, is because of this. If you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people are going to believe it, okay? And this is precisely the problem, folks. You think it's a fair game out there, a fair market? Are you kidding me? Evolution and the people behind it have the power of the whole mass media behind them. They got the whole mass educational system behind them. And so day in, day out, magazines, schools, media, Hollywood, it doesn't matter. They pump this live evolution to people's brains, and then you try to get the truth out, and they look at you like you're a wacko because you're going against the whole system. And then it's a complete setup. The moment you start to buck against the system, they say, well, are you crazy? You mean to tell me there's such a huge conspiracy that it's indoctrinated in Hollywood and the whole educational system and our whole governmental system and on and on? Yes. Absolutely right. And again, you need to understand why, because they cannot have the Judeo-Christian God in our brains. If they're going to usher us into the greatest time of slavery this world has ever seen, called the New World Order, which again the Bible prophesied would come, okay, in the last days, then you and I can't believe that we have a God. Folks, our founding fathers, many people in our country, they knew this, that was the key to our freedom. Horace Greeley, he said, it is impossible to enslave mentally or socially who? A Bible-reading people. Quote, the principles of the Bible are the groundwork for human freedom. Okay? So if you're going to usher people into slavery with this New World Order, you've got to get that out of the system, and that's exactly what it's done. Now, what we've done with the creation study is we've hit it from five different angles. We've talked about intelligent design with intelligent creation, young creation. We have not been here for millions and billions of years. Okay? Special creation. We took a look at all the different mechanisms of Darwinian evolution. Do they even work if you ignore intelligent design and give them their millions and billions of years? No. They don't even work, and they even admit it. Then we looked at judge creation, evidence for a worldwide flood. Hey, folks, God judges planet once. He's going to do it again. You might want to get ready. And then this one, the final one that we're on, Dr. Montita, fearful creation. Now, this is all about dinosaurs in the Bible. Very excited to finally get to this and put the time, and boy, there was a lot of time and effort and research in this, because this is the big one. Because you can talk about all those other things I just mentioned, and invariably, people, because of this indoctrination from evolution, they will come back and say, oh, yeah, okay, but what about the dinosaurs? And, folks, there's an answer for that, and it still coincides with the creation account.
You held that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm
I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, we're talking about the dinosaur. And of course, I mean, everybody knows they've been around for millions and millions of years. And how do we know that? Because they keep telling us that over and over and over again. And the dinosaurs died out 50,000 or 50 million years ago. Doesn't really matter. They can say whatever they want to because science is not science. It is a secular religion with an intense hatred of Christianity, founded on a basis that they will lie, and scientists do lie on a regular basis, because the last thing they want is for the public to know the truth. And if you're an honest scientist and you come out and say, well, you know, it certainly looks to me like there must be some intelligent design here, you're going to lose your position, you'll be ostracized. If you don't have tenure, you'll never get it. You'll lose your job. You won't get any grants. They will hound you out of the scientific community. If you haven't seen that wonderful video put together by Ben Stein called Expelled, that's Expelled by Ben Stein. Get it and watch it and understand science. The scientists of today should be ashamed of themselves. Very few of them are honest. They go along with the political agenda either out of fear or out of greed, or because they hate God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we do, actually, on this study, Dr. Monteith. We saved it for the very end, because it's such a wild idea that we share, that what the Bible says. And the Bible says that dinosaurs did not exist millions of years ago. They existed at the point of creation right alongside with man. Okay, and that's a wild premise because, again, they have repeated this lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough that people will believe it. You open up, they start in kindergarten or earlier in preschool. You know, you open up a book on dinosaurs. You tell me what kid, let alone adult, is not interested in dinosaurs. And the very first line there, it says there, it starts off exactly the same way. Millions and millions of years ago, right? And then they followed up with the second phrase. Nobody has ever seen a dinosaur. Really? I don't think so, folks. And in such a cover-up, folks, we say, again, at the end of the study, as you talk about Dr. Monteith, the conspiracy, we actually have the actual interviews, and these people are, as far as I know, even still within the evolutionary camp. Okay, this is how powerful this is. Okay, and they're non-Christians, as far as I know, okay, so you can't say they're being biased. Okay, and we share the actual interview, and they freely admit, okay, these two guys wrote a book called Forbidden Archaeology. Now, this should tell you something right there. Okay, secular research, a whole nine yards. And they admit what's going on in the evolutionary camp. It's a complete cover-up. In fact, direct quote here, listen to folks, he makes this amazing comment. He says, after all of our research and look at what's really going on in the evolutionary archaeology world, geology, et cetera, he says they are, for the last 150 years, they are covering up as much as they are digging up. Why? Because it doesn't fit the facts. In fact, we share the actual interviews, folks, on this study with people, again, evolutionists. They've come across, you dig long enough and you're going to find the truth, okay? And they've done that. But it disagrees with the established system and disagrees with the paradigm of evolution. And listen, this one lady, once she tried to present the evidence, she was excited about it. Yes, it disagreed, but it's a new discovery. She was fired. She was prohibited from going back to the site. She lost all of her grant and funding, and she was kicked out of the system, and now she sells flowers. We share the actual interview, folks. There's another guy who actually found a spearhead in a quote-unquote a prehistoric animal, okay, which should be with the dinosaurs. He found a spearhead embedded into it. I thought man wasn't even around. Okay, listen, a very exciting study. They actually, once they found out, okay, it started to hit the newspapers, but they immediately came in. They escorted him off the site. They shut him down with the site, forbid him to go back there. They actually stationed people with machine guns and said, you're never coming back. We got the actual interview, folks. Okay,
and you know, one of the things about Pastor Crone's DVDs is he has all these great pictures, you know, videos and DVDs and as he says, interviews. So it really makes it so much more interesting. In fact, his DVDs are some of the most fascinating ones we have. We offer, and we do offer this set on Fearful Creatures. But you go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. And so, folks, you got to understand that, listen, this isn't just a battle of worldviews or, aha, the Bible's right. No, there's so much more going on. You need to understand it's a conspiracy. And you need to even understand from a conspiratory point of view. They need this live evolution, folks, to pull off the New World Order. There's an agenda, folks, okay? It's true. They don't want there to be a God. Why? Because if you believe in God, as our founding fathers readily admitted, you are going to realize that all men are created, that's a creator, equal, okay, and we are endowed by these rights by our creator, not a cosmic blob, okay, it goes against everything they want to do, so they have to get rid of it, and evolution helps them to do that in the minds of the people. And so we deal with this issue of the dinosaurs, very excited to get to it again, Dr. Monteith, because, again, invariably people are going to say, oh, yeah, you share all that other stuff, intelligent design, evolution's a bunch of baloney, it's bunk science, it's not even science, it's a religion, okay, they'll still ask about the dinosaurs. And so that's what we do. All right, let's take a look at it and deal with it scientifically, archaeologically, geologically. Okay, we're not checking our brains at the door, as many people would accuse. Let's take a look at it. And what you see, folks, is the Bible's got it right all along. And this is why they are covering up as much as they're digging up. Because, boy, if the truth gets out, folks, about where dinosaurs came from, and they haven't been around for millions and billions of years, and yes, believe it or not, folks, coexisted with man. Wait till we get to that. It undermines evolution overnight. That's why they are putting machine guns at sites and keeping people off of them. That's why you lose your job and you have to sell flowers for a living. Because if this comes out, what we share with you folks, it's over. It's common sense. Okay? Now, first of all, you need to understand, you know, people would say, well, wait a second, all right, wait a second. If God created the dinosaurs, okay, they didn't evolve over millions and millions of years ago and ceased to exist 65, 70 million years ago, and supposedly they existed along with man, well, first of all, you'd think they'd at least be mentioned in the Bible, right? Well, yeah, that's a good logical thought. And first of all, you need to understand, though, folks, some common sense here. The word dinosaur, it does not appear in the Bible. I'll give you that. But that does not mean that dinosaurs are not mentioned in the Bible. Okay, God is the one who created them, folks. Okay, they are literal. They're real. They're not mythological creatures. They're real creatures. We find them all over the world. Okay, and the reason why you don't find dinosaur mentioned in the Bible is because the word dinosaur is a relatively new word. Okay, the word dinosaur wasn't coined until 1841 by a guy named Sir Richard Owens, and that was long after the Bible had already been established. Therefore, common sense tells you, folks, you're not going to find the recent word dinosaur in the Bible, just like we wouldn't expect to find other recent words like a computer or cell phone. Okay, it's common sense. But here's what's really amazing, folks, and this is just it. They don't want you to look in the Bible. They don't want you to do your own research. Okay, they want you to sit there by your television set and just trust them. We wouldn't lie to you. Okay, but if you read the Bible, folks, you'll see that the Bible clearly mentions dinosaurs. It really does. And we bring out, just in the first study, four different ways that the Bible, yes, folks, talks blatantly about dinosaurs. And the first one is the word behemoth. Okay, you're not going to find the actual word dinosaur in the Bible because it's a relatively recent word. But the Bible talks about dinosaurs, and the first one is behemoth. This is in the book of Job, chapter 40. Okay, and here's what God is saying to Job. Okay, he says, hey, look at behemoth, Job. Listen to this, which I made along with you. Now, what's that presuppose? that there was one still around for Job to look at, and he made it along with him, right? We'll get to that, Lord willing, later. Okay, but look at this behemoth, okay, which I made along with you, and which feeds on the grass like an ox, okay? What strength he has in his loins, what power in the muscles of his belly. His tail sways like a cedar. That's a tree, folks. The sinews of his thighs are close-knit. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are like rods of iron. He ranks first among the works of God, yet his maker can approach him with a sword, okay? And so what we see here, folks, is that God is mentioning this behemoth creature to Job, and you take a look at it, folks, common sense starts to tell you, you're talking about a dinosaur here, folks, and I think it's pretty common sense. First of all, the word behemoth, it simply means kingly or gigantic colossal beast, just like a dinosaur. And believe it or not, though, because of the lie of evolution, repeat that lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, people won't let the Bible speak for itself, and they have to come up with excuses. Well, that can't be a dinosaur because they existed 65 million years ago, and nobody's ever seen one. And God didn't make them. This is, really? And so what they do, folks, instead of dealing with the facts, they come up with excuses. Okay, they try to correct the Bible. No, let it speak for itself. They actually would say behemoth, and you see in some of their footnotes, they actually say, well, this is a hippopotamus or an elephant. Excuse me, folks, that's absurd. You look at the text there, behemoth, it says right there, he has awesome strength in his loins, he's got an amazing power in his belly. In other words, his belly is one of the biggest parts on his body. Now, granted, if you look at a hippo or an elephant, they got some big bellies, and some people got big bellies, okay? But the one that's mentioned here is much bigger than that, and that's because the next verse, it says his tail sways like a cedar, okay? So what's that tell you? His tail is so stinking big, folks, it sways like a cedar tree. And, folks, cedar trees are big, if you've ever seen one, okay? Big, massive trees. Okay, now here's the problem. Have you ever seen the tails of an elephant? Have you seen the tail of a hippo? little tiny things, man. Little fringes on the end. Tiny little things. Go look on the Internet. Go find a hippo and get his tail. That's crazy, folks. Okay, but guess what?
I thought on your DVD that where you actually showed the tails of the elephant and the hippopotamus, and, boy, they sure aren't anything like a cedar tree, you know. Whereas, of course, as from we know from the pictures that have been created by the scientists of the certainly of the dinosaurs, they had massive big tails just like a cedar tree. Go ahead.
Well, that's just it. You look at like a dinosaur like a Brachiosaurus, okay, and one of the big giant ones with the super long necks, you know, 150 feet long, right? Those are real creatures. Well, guess what, folks? Those things have a tail like a cedar tree. Those tails are as big as a tree, okay? And guess what? They got a big giant belly, if you can see the depictions on them, okay? Not an elephant or a hippo. That's crazy, okay? You don't need to apologize for the lie of evolution. Just call it what it is. It's a lie. Evolution is not true. The Bible does mention dinosaurs with behemoth. Then the next verse says, his bones are tubes of bronze, his limbs are like rods of iron. In other words, this behemoth creature has some serious heavy-duty bones. And by the way, folks, when you do the research, a Brachiosaurus did. His footprints were so big, folks, you could take a bath in them. Okay, which means his front leg, just the front leg was 20 feet tall. Okay, he was as tall, roughly about a five-story building is how big this creature was, okay? In fact, one of the biggest ones they ever found was 150 feet long, weighed 100 tons, which is equivalent to about 14 school buses being put together, okay? And the description there in behemoth in the Bible says he ranks first among the works of God. And so that suggests that this behemoth creature was one of the largest, if not the largest, land animal God ever made, which again fits the description of a Brachiosaurus. That thing's huge, one of the biggest dinosaurs on the planet. It does not fit an elephant or a hippo. Yeah, they might be big, but they're not the biggest. They're not the chief. Okay, and so it's obvious, folks, that we are dealing with a dinosaur. Yes, mentioned in the Bible. Why? Because God's the one who created them, folks. They're real creatures, and they've been here since the point of creation. But that's not all. The second way that the Bible clearly mentions dinosaurs is in another word in the Bible, once again in the book of Job, and that's called Leviathan. Okay, behemoth was a creature, a giant land creature, giant land dinosaur. Let's deal with the facts there. Okay, and now this Leviathan, as you're going to see, I'm going to read the description, folks. It's a water or sea-dwelling dinosaur. So God covers all bases, okay, not just on land with dinosaurs, but yes, of course, in the sea. The book of Job, now chapter 41, says this. Hey, Job, can you pull in the Leviathan with a fish hook? Can you tie down his tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he keep begging you for mercy, Job? Will he speak to you with gentle words? Will he make an agreement with you for you to take him as your slave for life? Can you make a pet of him, okay, and like a bird, and put him on a leash for your girls? Will traders barter for him? Will they divide him among the merchants? Can you fill his hide with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Hey, if you lay a hand on him, you'll remember the struggle and you'll never do it again. Any hope of subduing this guy is false. The mere sight of him is overpowering. No one is fierce enough to rouse him. Who dares open the doors of his mouth, ringed with his fearsome teeth? Firebrands stream from his mouth. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke pours out from his nostrils as from a boiling pot over a fire of reeds. It says, the sword that reaches him has no effect, nor does the spear or the dart or the javelin. Iron, he treats like straw, and bronze like rotten wood. Arrows don't make him flee. Sling stones are like chaff to him. A club seems to him like a piece of straw. He laughs at the rattling of the lance. Nothing on earth is his equal. He is a creature without fear. Okay? And folks, once again, you take a look at the description there. I'm sorry, you're dealing with a dinosaur, clearly a dinosaur, this one dwelling in the sea, okay? And first of all, that's why many people see, as they take a look at this text and unveil what's going on here and remove the faulty glasses of the live evolution, folks, you're dealing with a sea-dwelling dinosaur. Some people say that this leviathan is clearly speaking about dinosaurs that we see the remains today, something along the lines of like a chronosaur, maybe even a mosasaur. We give a couple other examples that people bring up on the study. Okay, but clearly you're dealing with a massive dinosaur-like creature in the sea. Okay, and the reason why is because the remains they find of dinosaurs today in the sea, they're exactly like what's going on here in the book of Job. They're not only ferocious, folks, but they are extremely long. They got tons and tons of nasty teeth, okay? And then here's the problem. Once again, just like as we saw with Behemoth, some people want to, you know, because the live evolution has filtered in people's brains, they got to try to apologize for the text. And they want to
be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And before I go on, you know, we are told about fossil fuels. I mean, that's the basis of the oil that is refined into gasoline. And, of course, everybody knows fossil fuels come from fossils. And we know, of course, that a lot of this was dinosaur fossils. And right now, of course, we use about 50,000, I think it's about 50 million barrels of oil every day throughout the world, 50 million barrels of oil. How many dinosaurs do you think it would take to make 50 million barrels of oil? And how did all those dinosaurs get together there in the deserts of Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq and all crowd together in one little area so that they could all die together so they could create the fossil fuels that fuel our vehicles? And, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to you. This is what I learned in school. Oh, my goodness, all those dinosaurs dying, and that's what created all the fossil fuels or other organisms, and it's all a lie. But a lie told often enough will begin to be believed. Understand that most of what you learned in school simply wasn't true, and oil does not come from fossil fuels. It comes from its abiotic. That's another story. So, but understand that this whole idea of dinosaurs living 50 billion years ago, as Pastor Crone's going to tell you, basically they lived at the same time that man did, and there's a great deal of evidence within the Bible about that. But Pastor Crone, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry.
Yeah, you can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia. GetAlifeMedia.com, or you could just search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, on the Internet. That should take you where you need to go.
Okay, fine. We do carry these DVDs. We think Pastor Crone's other DVDs, the Final Countdown, this one, it's RFID. We carry a number of them. We think they're important. But you go ahead with the story.
Well, and that's just right. It really is a cover-up. And, of course, if you think that we have a limited supply of oil, then you'll pretty much do whatever people say. And then, of course, that gives people a power base to get a whole system that's based on this. And then you say it's running out, then you get to basically tell people what to do. But that's a lie. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't want to take too much of a rabbit trail. But if truly the oil is abiotic and it's being replenished by the earth and there's an unlimited supply, that would kind of ruin the control factor. And, folks, again, I'm telling you, it's the same thing that's going on with evolution. They need this live evolution as a control factor so that you don't come to the conclusion, wait a second, God is the one who gives me a freedom. We're all created and endowed by these rights by our creator, okay, not a cosmic blob, okay? And so that's what they've done, folks. In order to pull off this lie, this New World Order, okay, mass slavery, you think it's are you kidding? Folks, we're about to ready to get into the biggest time of slavery in the history of humanity and what's coming on, and they're using this lie to do it. But again, the Bible talks about not only that God is the real, but he is the one who really created the dinosaurs, as you said. And again, we don't find the word dinosaur in the Bible, but we do find dinosaurs in the Bible. It's just different words. Dinosaur is a new word. We just finished up with behemoth. Now we're getting into the second one the Bible mentions, clearly a dinosaur, this one in the sea, and it's called Leviathan. And again, most people think that what you're dealing with, based on the text, common sense, okay, you don't even need to know the Hebrew to figure this one out, is that you're dealing with a chronosaur or a mosasaur, something along that line. It fits the description perfectly, okay, and some of the other examples that we give there, okay? But some people, again, because the lie of evolution, you know, that just can't be true. Yeah, it is, okay? But they try to make excuses for the Bible, and they say, no, okay, this Leviathan, that's not a dinosaur. It's a crocodile. It's a fish. Excuse me? Folks, just like with behemoth, trying to say that's a hippo or an elephant when it's more like a brachiosaurus, this is ludicrous. To say this is a crocodile or some fish, okay? The text does not allow for that. First of all, the text says Leviathan was one of the greatest creatures in the sea. Hello. Folks, the problem is crocodiles' normal habitat is not in the sea. It's in rivers and lakes, freshwater. Now, a few have been known to venture out into the sea, but their primary habitat is not in the sea. It's in fresh waters, which is contrary to what Job says there. So that doesn't fit. And furthermore, the text says it's useless. This is a big point. It's useless to try to catch this leviathan. You can't catch it with hooks. You can't catch it with harpoons, and on it goes. You know, the description says, man, arrows don't make him flee. Sling stones are like chaff to him. Iron he treats like straw. Bronze like rotten wood. A club to him seems like a piece of straw. He laughs at you when you try to come after him. Okay, now stop and think about it. Crocodiles? Excuse me? Crocodiles are not so fearful that nobody tries to take them on. Are you kidding me? In fact, the text says there, hey, Job, can you make this guy a pet for you? I don't think so. Crocodiles, we have shows about people playing with crocodiles. Okay, yeah, they're dangerous, but they're not so dangerous that you don't even approach them, like this leviathan. Leviathan says that it's got a super fast swimming ability. Nothing on earth is its equal, and on it goes. It's a creature without fear. Are you kidding me, folks? People aren't afraid. In fact, crocodiles, it says you can't kill this thing with spears and harpoons. Hello, folks, we can kill crocodiles with spears and harpoons. People do it all the time. Natives still do it today who live with crocodiles. It's crazy to say this is a crocodile, okay? And again, that's why people say that you're clearly dealing with something on the line of a chronosaur or mosasaur, because it totally fits, man. You see, we show you pictures, the whole nine yards, video clips of these creatures, folks. It is just like, wow, it's no wonder this thing was crazy. No wonder it laughed when you tried to jab it with a spear. Are you kidding me? That thing will chomp you right up. Okay? But here's the second thing, and we deal with this. People say, well, wait a second. Didn't the text say that it had, like, smoke coming out of its nostrils and sparks of fire shooting out? So clearly we must be dealing with some mythological creature. No. This is another thing, folks, that they don't want you to put two and two together. Believe it or not, folks, and we share the actual interview with the scientists, okay? Believe it or not, he was talking about a Tylosaurus. Okay, which is one of the largest of the mosasaurs. Again, fitting the context here of Leviathan. And here's what he says. He says, first of all, we find dozens of these creatures in the state of Kansas. And that's what he says. He says, in the state of Kansas. These are sea-dwelling creatures, dinosaurs, huge, massive things. He says, how many guys realize there's no beachfront in Kansas? He says, so again, this is incredible evidence there was a global flood, but not just a regular flood, but one that was totally catastrophic, earthquaking, violent thing, near nuclear, he says. It buried these things all over the place. And he said it had to have been a tremendous near nuclear flood, if you will, because to be able to trap this guy and bury this guy, and they find him all over Kansas, amongst many other places. He said that this fellow was about 42 feet long. Its head is just the head is 6 feet long. And he says, scientists, he says, quote, it could have been in the kinds of animals mentioned in Job 41 called Leviathan. And he says, listen, here's my point. Listen, smoke comes out, sparks of fire, listen, as described there. He says, not only that, okay, he said there's a phenomena going on here. He says some of these animals, they have huge cavities in their skulls, okay, surrounded by incredibly 2.5 to 3.5 inch bony plates that could have contained special chemicals, similar to what we see today, the bombardier beetle, that is, has the ability to have different compartments with different chemicals, and when you mix them at the right time together, okay, it creates an explosion. And he says that's what we find in these creatures as well. He says, quote, so we have justification, believable qualification, and evidence that there are still animals that can mix chemicals and explode them at the boiling point of water. So even the mentioning in the text here, Job 41, you're not dealing with mythology. Folks, we even see that still around today in science and in nature as we see today. But that's still not all. The third way the Bible clearly mentions dinosaurs is in the word wild ox, okay? Job 39, once again, the book of Job is key. It says this, will the wild ox consent to serve you, Job? Will he stay by your manger at night? And can you
We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been lied to. Your kids are being lied to. It's all a part of a conspiracy against God.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Brush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Brush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and you go right ahead.
Well, another dinosaur that the Bible clearly mentions, not just Behemoth and Leviathan, which are clearly dinosaurs, but also the word wild ox, and that also occurs in the book of Job, which says to this, well, Job, hey, here's another example. In case Behemoth and Leviathan didn't get your attention, how about the wild ox? Will the wild ox consent to serve you? Will he stay by your manger at night? And can you hold him to the furrow with a harness, i.e. use him to plow with? Will he till the valleys behind you? Will you rely on him for his great strength? Will you leave your heavy work to him? Can you trust him to bring in your grain and gather it to your threshing floor? In other words, no. Okay. Now, another reason why people say that you're dealing with another dinosaur here is the word, it's actually the Hebrew word re'im. Okay. Some translations, they use the word wild ox there. Because when you take a look at the word re'im, it seems to be referring to a two-horned animal, okay? Some translations, re'im also could mean one-horned, could mean two-horned, but here's what's very interesting, Dr. Monteith. Many scholars really aren't sure just how many horns this re'im had until thanks to a recent discovery. Listen to this, folks, this is wild. Ancient records revealed that the word Hebrew word re'im, okay, did refer to a creature that was like a wild ox. And what they did is they found a pictograph, okay, of this word re'im. And what that shows in the pictograph is a creature that was hunted like a wild ox, but the creature had three horns, okay? And folks, many people believe that what you're probably dealing with here, because it's still in the context with the other dinosaurs, is you're dealing with another three-horned dinosaur, something on the lines of a triceratops, okay, which is in the ceratopsid dinosaur family, if you're familiar with that. And I don't really think that's a stretch either, because that's the context of the passage. The wild ox passage is in chapter 39 of the book of Job, which is just prior to 40 and 41 of the book of Job, where we clearly saw God's talking about dinosaurs with Behemoth and Leviathan, okay? Plus, you know it can't be a wild ox, because the text clearly says this creature will not serve Job, it won't stay with Job, it's not going to be submitting to Job to be stuck behind a plow for Job, okay, and that's not true of wild oxes, folks. They might start off wild, but they get tamed and they get used for plowing all the time. Now, if you're looking at something like along the order of a triceratops, yeah, have fun trying to get that thing to plow for you. I don't think so. And again, why would people even balk at that? Why would they even be surprised at that? It totally fits the context. I'll tell you why, folks. Because the lie of evolution is clouding people's minds with that. But that's still not all. The Bible not only deals with Behemoth, a huge, massive land creature, not only deals with a Leviathan, a dinosaur in the sea this time, not only deals with possibly even a Triceratops with the Job 39, it even deals with pterosaurs, believe it or not, and the flying serpent. And this is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30. You know, it just dawned on me, Dr. Monteith. No wonder they don't want you in the Bible. No wonder they want you to have an idea, an attitude like I did. Just scoff at it. Just make fun of it. Just poke it. Say it's a book whipped up by man. Say it's full of errors, because you'll never read it. If you never read it, you're never going to find out how much you're being lied to. Okay, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 6 says this, "The oracle concerning the beasts of the Negev, through a land of distress and anguish, from where come," here's where it comes in this land, "the lioness, the lion, viper, and flying serpent." Now, first of all, I haven't recently found any flying serpents, and if I did, I'd probably run. But obviously, that's your first clue, folks, that you're dealing with something here more than just a flying snake. Okay, rather, again, looking at the context and even the archaeological evidence and even the historical evidence, you're probably dealing with something, again, on the line of, yes, even a pterosaur. Okay, so which is interesting because God deals with all different kinds of dinosaurs. Behemoth, giant land creatures like a brachiosaurus, leviathan, like a chronosaur, mosasaur, giant dinosaurs in the sea. You got like a triceratops-like creature, possibly, with the word wild ox in Job 39. And now you even got flying dinosaurs, okay? And the reason why is because what does it say there in the text? Isaiah mentions the flying fiery serpent in the Negev. Now, if you know your geography, that's near Egypt, okay? Now, here's what's interesting. It just so happens to fit the archaeological evidence that we find today of not just a population, but a large population of pterosaurs in that area. And it also just happens to fit other classical authors that also describe large populations of pterosaurs, yes, in the time of man, in the area around the Negev and Egypt and Arabia. Let me give you just a couple of them. The Jewish historian Josephus, folks, okay, shares in his writings how Moses, while still living in Pharaoh's court, led an Egyptian army against Nubia, and here's what they encountered. Here's what he wrote. Okay, listen. And again, the only reason why people would balk at this is because of the lie of evolution. He says, Moses took and led his army before those enemies, but the area was difficult to be passed over. Why? Because of the multitude of serpents, okay, which other countries do not breed. Well, you're dealing with snakes. No, he says other countries don't breed and listen to these quote-unquote serpents. And yet such are as worse than others in power and mischief and had an unusual fierceness of sight, some of which, listen, ascend out of the ground unseen and fly in the air and so come upon men at unawares and do them mischief. That's what he actually wrote, okay? Now, folks, why couldn't that be a pterosaur? They find the remains all over the area. Looks like a flying reptile, if you're familiar with them, okay, with the leathery wings, et cetera, et cetera. Another classical author, folks, check it out yourself. He is a guy named Pliny, a historian, and he talked about in the same area, quote, how these serpents could fly as he marched to fight against Tarhaka, king of Egypt and Nubia, okay? So, folks, it totally fits the geological evidence. It totally fits the archaeological evidence. It totally fits the historical evidence. And, again, why wouldn't people believe it? Why can't you just deal with the fact that you're probably dealing with a pterosaur here? Because of live evolution, folks. They don't want you to believe in the biblical account. They want you to be a slave, okay, and buy into live evolution. But there is one interesting thing, and this was cool in the research, Dr. Monteith. It says fiery flying serpent, okay? Now, some would say, well, maybe that's referring to its bite. Ouch. Well, that's still, I think, thinking that it's some natural occurrence. You can deal with the fact that it's a pterosaur. So you got to just think it's a natural thing like a snake. I don't think so, folks. Here's what's interesting. The fieriness, if you will, of this snake, a flying snake, okay, fits the, listen, folks, the modern-day reports in New Guinea that say there is still a large colony of pterosaurs still alive. And guess what they do? They harass people exactly like Josephus had mentioned in his writing long ago. And here's what's interesting. Some of them, according to the reports, folks, these creatures, these pterosaurs, some of them have a bioluminescent quality about them. Okay, so at night they kind of light up, okay, just like a firefly. And again, we see just like with the bombardier beetle where you see something that has compartments in it that can push out chemicals to create hot gas, et cetera, just like what we saw mentioned in Leviathan. So it is that we see creatures today that have a bioluminescent quality, not just in the ocean with those weird-looking jellyfish things. They're even on the land, folks. We got a firefly, okay? But they say not only these things are still alive, still in existence today, but some of them have a bioluminescent quality, which makes them look like a what? Exactly like Isaiah said, folks. Not just a flying serpent, but a flying fiery serpent. In fact, later on in the study, more towards the end, we start dealing with actual accounts of different kinds of dinosaurs still alive today, folks. And one of the reports talks about...
Wait, we're out of time, Pastor. We'll look forward to having you with us again on this subject next month. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just want to mention that we do carry this 10-DVD set. It's called Fearful Creatures. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. They're in two sets, part one, part two. The number to call, 1-800-544-8927. Please don't call for about 15 minutes. I want to call our exchange, let them know we're going to be carrying this. Barbara and I have watched the first couple of DVDs in this series, and they're fascinating, and we recommend them to you. That's Fearful Creatures by Pastor Billy Crone. We also carry his Final Countdown, 10-DVD set, part one, part two. The book by that title, we carry his DVD set on RFID identification. We recommend them. We think he does a great job of bringing the information out from a Christian perspective. Now, then I just wanted to briefly mention, I've been trying to track what happened to the four carrier task forces we sent to the Gulf. Was it three? Was it four? Why would you be sending all those carrier task forces to the Persian Gulf, to the Sea of Oman, to the Red Sea? Well, because I believe we're getting ready, or we may be getting ready for a war with Iran, but we can't tell the American people. Most people don't want to go to war with Iran. Why should we go to war with Iran? All the other countries have nuclear weapons. Why are we so concerned about Iran? If we go to war with Iran, a lot of Americans are going to die. A lot of Iranians are going to die. But you can't find out what's really going on over there because the news is being blacked out. Because we don't want the Iranians to find out how many ships we have over there. Only an article yesterday by the head of the Revolutionary Guard said we have 100 naval ships there in the Persian Gulf, the Sea of Oman. 100 naval ships, the greatest armada ever accumulated at any time, ladies and gentlemen. 100 naval ships. Now, whether some of them are NATO ships, but we have a number of carrier groups, 100 naval ships. We are moving into very difficult times, and they're lying to the American people. We can't let the American people know what's going on because they don't want to go to war, but, of course, war is a wonderful way of bringing ever-increasing control over the lives of the people. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get the other material available from Radio Liberty. You need to get our four-tape set on the secret government, four-tape set on secret societies or the secret government special. There's so much. If you don't have a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. If you have access to the Internet, go up at our website, RadioLiberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day, watch our free videos, read our free newsletters, watch our other section on videos on the web, and you can simply go down and link to them. And so many good YouTubes out there that we post the ones we think are important. RadioLiberty.com is a wonderful source of information you're not going to get elsewhere. Remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand about the secret societies that exist in America today. They're not imaginary. The Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society that was created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes to bring about a world government. The major goal of everything going on today is to bring about a world government and a new world religion. That's why they took God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they want to replace it with another religion. Well, we'll be talking to you later. This is Dr. Stan. Goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea.